Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special Podcast, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. Well, in this episode, it's part two of our ongoing conversation with the president of ASOIF, the Association of Summer Olympic International Federations, Francesco Ricibiti. And in part two of my conversation with Mr. Bitty, I began by asking him about his concerns for some of the traditional Olympic sports, such as weightlifting and boxing, which may not be included in forthcoming Olympic Games.
We have the fourth issue of the governance assessment that we started with some controversy at the beginning, and now this is accepted by everybody with enthusiasm. What does it mean? It means that the culture of governance and integrity is getting deeper and deeper. This gives us a lot of comfort. On the other side, we are surely worried about what is happening in some federation, because this reflects to all of us. All the good we do is jeopardized, but one item or one, two items that are not so good. So I'm surely worried about the internet, but our role is to help them to understand what they have to do to get better and to do what is required by the IOC. At the same time, we have much more dynamic in the sport, in the program. That is a huge issue for us to manage, as you can imagine. Go sport sliding door, sport in, sport out, is not an easy, is a very additional challenge for an association like ASOIF. But on the other side, we have to accept the world is changing. Nobody could be in the program, and perhaps this for the next generation will bring other issues to be considered. The program in the Games is surely a key issue. We have done a lot in this year, reducing the burden for the bid. We have done a lot to reduce, also thanks to the pandemic and Tokyo, a lot to do optimization in delivery of the game. We still, I think, is still on the table the problem of the program. The game are too big, are very big, and many more sports are knocking the door. So we should find some solution, because between these two problems.
Is it naive to say, or perhaps, well, even just simplistic, a solution to say that if you just change the people in the hierarchy, so the people in the powers of position now, and just bring in completely new people to take over, that suddenly changes the whole dynamic and changes the whole situation?
I was never a great fan of revolution, but more on evolution. So that means that to me, the real way to improve, I am a great supporter of the limit of mandate, of the term limits in sport, because I believe that the organization should be more important if it's strong than the individual. That was not the case even recently in some sport. Why I said that? Because you have to bring new blood, but you have to preserve also the experience. So this is the reason I'm not sure in favor. Only changing people doesn't solve the problem, and perhaps could create problems. Because as you can, everybody knows in the Olympic movement, my theory about independence, I'm not a great fan of the independent people. Because normally the independence in sport border very with incompetence. So that doesn't mean that bring a lot of added value. So I believe that the competence is very important, and we have to preserve this. So I am in favor of helping an evolution in the organization more than the revolution.
Looking at new sports, it is exciting to see them appearing on the scene. But the IOC recently announced a four-sport Olympic qualifying series for Paris, which involves sports like BMX, skateboarding, sports climbing. Do you see that as a sign of the way things are going? And are you concerned about that in terms of international federations?
We are very favoring the inclusion of new sport in the Olympic Games, especially sports that are very attractive to the young generation. But without exaggerating, I believe that the strengths of the game stay more on the sport, very well-established sport, I would call like that, other than, but it's good to help new blood, except that we have to consider, as I said, the size of the games. The size of the games, if you want, as one day, we cannot have everything, universality, you cannot have the game interesting all the countries in the world if you have the dimension like that. Having said that, we have to look at the future in a way, and the IOC with the Agenda 20 plus 5 has decided to put some feet in the qualification area. This is a concern for us. The general position of our federation is that obviously the qualification is a matter for us, has been and should be. But we are an association and we allow sports that are still need resources to develop more, like the disciplines that you just mentioned, the one included recently, and we allow them surely to accept the idea of the IOC, obviously with some compensation, to accept to be to the IOC for the first time. So it's an historical change because it's the first time that the IOC, the people perhaps don't see like that, but it's the first time that the IOC is right holders outside the game. So it's an historical change. So it could go either way. So we are very vigilant. We believe that the qualification, at least for the present model, should be a matter of the IFs. But in some particular case, like the urban series, we allow our federation for their advantage in order to spend more money for developing their own discipline, their own sport, to go to this agreement with the IOC.
Yeah, there does seem to be a bit of a dance that ASOF has to do with the IOC, but also with GAIF. And the president, who we recently featured in a podcast here on Sport Intern, did say when he sort of took over that the dissolution of GAIF was very much on the table. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
I could say that it's the end of a process. In 2015, after the crisis of Sochi, I don't know if you remember, we had a sort of crisis. Already, the revitalization of GAIF, conducted by my great friend, the late Patrick Bauman, with me, was already a big reduction in the mission. So I would call reorganization. So dissolution is a word that I don't like because there is never dissolution. It's a reorganization that has to take care of the duplication, of the evident duplication. A federation cannot be represented by two bodies. Because they can say different things, so that means this is not really very healthy in each organization. So we should continue the process that started in 2015 in Sochi, when we reduced dramatically the mission of GAIF to 3 points, and one is already gone because it was the service to the federation, and basically the basic service of doping has been given to ITA, to the newly created ITA. So the two mission, one was the game, specialized game, how you can say, and the other one was to organize the sport accord. So sport accord is there, organize the game is already a fact that there are different organizations, independent, they don't want to merge, like university, world games, whatever. There are too many in my opinion, but anyhow, these games. So I believe that it was surely a rationalization, I would say. Dissolution is not the right word because it's too strong for this process. It's a continuation of avoiding duplication and simplify the understanding also from the outside world.
And I know that for you, sustainability is a big thing moving ahead in sport. How important is it to get that message across to the international federations?
But I think it's not only a trendy matter, but it's also a very important matter in this particular time where the resources, and especially the energy resources, are scarcing and very less available than in the past, and more expensive anyhow. So I believe sustainability is a word also that has to be a little bit clarified, because you could have many sustainability. But as you know, at the beginning of each phenomenon, we try as an association to alert our federation. We called the first meeting with women in sport in 2015, And now we have a lot of women that finally get to the administration. So, to the administration, because on the field we were already in good condition. So, I believe that we have the duty to alert our federation on what is coming. And this is sustainability is surely something that is already not coming, is already in our world. And many kinds of sustainability. Obviously, the environmental one is one. And I'm very happy. We have already federation very, very active that they put condition and specification in all the competition, for instance, the World Athletics, I mentioned the others. We have federation less because the characteristics, not all the federation have the same problem, like it was in doping or in manipulation or in any kind. But in general, we need them all to know that sustainability is a factor for the future.
You, of course, have been involved in sport administration for many years now with a lot of experience. And before that, of course, you were successful as a tennis player. As you look back on things, what are the achievements that you take most pride in?
I was very lucky, I have to confess, in my life, because I like sport. I was a sportsman. I was an athlete first, not top, but good enough. And so I enjoy all my life, and I felt that I have to give back all my life to give back something for what I receive from sport. In this particular situation, you asked me a question, a difficult question, but I can mention two things. The first one is from tennis. It was behind the creation in the early 90s as a European president of tennis at that time, the creation of the circuit, of the junior circuit. And this is the region of the European domination in tennis now. That was not the case at my time with the American. It's changed a lot. Perhaps if you follow tennis, now there is a European domination. Because I was able to create a system of competition for the young people through this competition, all the great stars of today pass through. And because my theory was the 3C, and I became famous, that the secret for developing a sport is court, I would say, facility, coach, good coaching, and competition, and the system of competition at the young age that educate and create. And so I was able to create this circuit. It's very famous still now, has grown, obviously. But this, is I remember, was a great contribution, because I believe this changed really the world, because the European player now, as you know, are much better than the other one in the world. The second is more recent, as to be IOC member. Obviously, when you are a sport person and become the IOC, I think you get the top of what you aim in your life. But it's not, for me, it was not really the title. As you see, I'm very active still now at my age. That should not be the case normally. And why? Because the IOC gave me what I was looking in all my life of sport administration, the visibility. In the IOC, you have this privilege. You can really see all the issue coming from the right place, and you see all the world of sport, how it's moving. And if you are a deep person, as normally I am, that I like to understand the issue, is the best position.
And that was the president of ASOIF, Francesco Ricibiti, talking to me. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the latest sports news stories by subscribing to our Sport Inter newsletter, produced every Monday to Friday. Until the next time, stay safe.